Question number one. This one was from YouTube. We feed our dog Dr. John's hypoallergenic. Is this good quality? Well, there's two parts to this question. The first one is that the list of hypoallergenic ingredients has never been defined. So guess what? It doesn't really mean anything. Manufacturers these days will put whatever they want in the food, and they do. They just put whatever they want and they call it, label it hypoallergenic. So is hypoallergenic meaningful? It isn't. Let's have a look at Dr. John's. I am looking at the Dr. John hypoallergenic adult dry dog food, which is the lamb with rice recipe. Now, the composition is lamb meal, which is 55%. Now, this is a low quality meat meal. Anything meal, lamb meal or chicken meal in pet food tends to be one of the lower quality foods. But nevertheless, meat is the first ingredient, and I have to like that. I don't like it that it's not very good quality, because it isn't, because meal is not a very good quality. It's powdered, but it is the first ingredient. The second ingredient is barley, and they don't specify as to how much barley they put in the food. And the third one is rice, and that's 8%. We then have vegetables, of which peas are 4%. The rest, it's your guess as good as mine as to which vegetables they put in the food. And then we have chicken fat, beet pulp, and some minerals and other minute ingredients. Now, what is my assessment of Dr. John? Dr. John is not a very good quality food. Why? Well, they use cheaper quality grades of meat, like chicken meal or meat meals or lamb meals, as we have just seen. And then they use quite a lot of fillers, barley, rice, oats, and those tend to be, not oats, but barley and rice, high glycemic carbohydrates. They are hard for dogs to digest. So I don't like Dr. John. Nutritional information, that's the crude protein is 21%, and 21% is a very small amount of protein to be feeding your dog. The least amount of protein I would be happy with if he were my dog would be as close to 30% as possible. So it's a very low protein food, and the ingredients are not the best. So is this good quality? In my opinion, it isn't good quality because of the ingredients. And then this viewer asked, what are good quality treats? Very, very interesting question. What are good quality treats? Good quality treats are treats that are, if possible, single protein. If you go to your local pet shop, you will probably see rabbit ears, you will probably see pig ears, you will probably see beef tails, or you will probably see beef or venison or things that are one single protein, duck steaks or anything like that, that is single protein that we know where it has come from. Those are very good quality treats. Anything that's too packaged and too processed and has a bone shape don't tend to be phenomenal treats, and everything is on the ingredients list. If you are going to go for something that's a bit more processed, make sure the amount of ingredients you see is no more than 4 or 5. If you go to some of the more processed supermarket style treats, those tend to have very long lists of ingredients, and we don't like those because we do not really know what we are giving the dog. And in this channel, we want to see healthy dogs, and healthy dogs eat healthy food. They don't eat rubbish food. So what are good quality treats? If you can, single protein stuff. So 100% chicken, 100% duck, 100% kangaroo, and there's loads of companies who will just like chop up meat and put it in little bags and sell it to you. So yeah, check your local pet shop or shop on our website. We only sell good quality stuff. The second question, this customer was feeding a very fussy dachshund, and they were feeding yams and chicken and bacon on top. So again, this is a two-part question. Now, yams, I don't like yams. I don't like yams for the same reason I don't like Dr. John. And the quality of the ingredients in yams is pretty poor. The first ingredient does tend to be a quality meat sauce, but then they use a lot of filler in the food. Things like wheat, corn, soy, barley, and I have a hard time telling people that their dog food should contain barley, that the dog food should contain rice, because if you look at dogs' mouths, they are not very well equipped to breaking down all these high glycemic carbohydrates. They only lead to problems. So anyway, fussy dachshund, the dog is on yams, and then they put chicken and bacon on top. Now, if you are tailoring your behavior so that your dog will eat, what you are doing is reversing the power dynamic in that relationship, because you should be in charge of your dog's diet. Your dog should not be in charge of their diet. By you providing your dog with all these toppers, now chicken, now bacon, now will be cheese, tomorrow it'll be gravy, and then we will put the whatever we are eating for the dog on top of their food, and they will eat that instead. So what you are doing is tailoring whatever the dog wants you to do. And I wouldn't do that, because that's only going to exacerbate the problem. What would I do? I would just buy a better quality food, and I would just make the dog eat the food. Don't feed the dog anything else apart from the food, and I'm sure the dog will be okay. As I was telling a customer the other day, if you didn't feed your dog for 2, 3, 4, 5 days, and then you put rocks down, the dog will just eat rocks, because the dog will be starving. Now, I'm not saying feed the dog rocks, and I'm not saying that if your dog has any nutrition deficiencies or any health conditions, you should starve your dog. So, for example, if your dog is diabetic or your dog has pancreatitis, you really shouldn't be doing this, because you will mess up the blood insulin spikes and the blood levels. So I wouldn't do that. But if your dog is 100% healthy and you don't feed the dog for 2, 3, 4, 5 days and you put down whatever, the dog will just eat whatever, because that's just the way dogs are. So stop with the chicken and stop with the bacon on top if you want the dog to eat the food. I am not a fan. Next one. This was a consultation we did, and the dog was on tails.com. The dog won't stop itching and biting the paws. Those are two very clear symptoms that something is wrong, and those very clear symptoms can lead to allergies, point towards allergies. The vet only recommends steroids, and they don't know what to do. They didn't know what to do, and every time they went back to the vet kept recommending more and more steroids. So the way sometimes people address these things, and I wanna sort of empathize with the vet, is that they will see hundreds of dogs every day, and they don't have the time or the appetite to tell everything I am telling you. But they will see smoke coming from the house, and they will just treat the smoke instead of addressing the fire inside the building. So what I want to do is address the fire inside the building, and that is what's causing the allergies. Now, I looked at the ingredients list with them, and tails, I mean, the ingredients are very, very poor. So the first ingredient is maize. Maize should never be in pet food, let alone be the biggest and first ingredient. The second ingredient is chicken. chicken meal 12.1%, chicken offal 9.5%, and chicken fat 3.5%, chicken gravy 1.8%, poultry 4.3%. So we then have maize protein feed, maize protein, and meat and bone meal. If your dog is biting their paws, if you suspect your dog has an allergy or different allergies, you should know everything that goes into your dog. And if the dog has a reaction to lamb and you give the dog something lamb-based, then you cut lamb out because that's causing a reaction to your dog. So what I said to this couple was that the first ingredient is maize. That's hard for the dog to digest. And the second issue is you have poultry. Poultry is very unspecific. We don't know what poultry is. They don't tell you. And then what the hell is meat and bone meal? And that's 3.2% of the bag. So you are giving the dog meat and bone meal to a dog with allergies. And well, guess what? We don't know. So the advice I gave this couple in the consultation was put the dog on a single protein food. Make sure that food is very well labeled and make sure you choose that one single protein food. Choose a food that is low in carbohydrates overall or very low in low glycemic carbohydrates. And let's see how that goes. But at the moment, it could be anything. We don't know. We don't know what we are feeding the dog. In that case, it could be anything. Anyway, the next case pertains to another dachshund with allergies. And this is a regular customer that comes into one of our branches. And this gentleman is very well versed in nutrition because he has been listening to us bang on about nutrition. And basically, the dog is now a lot better than he was because they have been following our advice. And the dog has recurring itchiness and recurring allergies, but they have been a lot milder than they were. So as to with the previous consultation where we had a dog with 55 different proteins and unspecific ingredients, this gentleman now knows what they are giving the dog. And because he knows what he's giving the dog, he's able to manage that condition a lot better. So if you have a dog with recurring health issues, and those are okay because it's just the way it is sometimes, well, at least if you know your nutrition, you will be able to know what you are giving the dog. And that is very, very powerful. That's so powerful, and it saved this guy so much money. So that's my advice to you as well. There was another customer that came to us thanking us for a food recommendation. The puppy is doing great. So I want to give you some top tips for puppies. When you have a puppy and you don't really know what to feed them, the best thing for you to do is, just like any dog, is for you to read the ingredients for everything you give your puppy. So ideally, you want your puppy to be on as much meat as possible and slightly higher fat content as possible. A slightly higher fat content than normal, rather, when it comes to their food, because bear in mind that puppies are 24/7 and they are bundles of joy, they are bundles of energy, and they have so much to give, and they are active all the time, so they are going to probably be hungry all the time, and they are probably going to need that extra fat all the time. So if you can provide them with a food that's slightly higher in fat content and have as much as high quality in terms of meat content as you can provide them with, then that's just wonderful, and it sets them up for success later down the line. And guess what? This customer who thanked us for a food recommendation, they now know. And that dog is going to have a very, very different life from other people who don't know what they are feeding the dog. And that second camp has all the problems. People who know about nutrition, they can implement that, and they can make sure that their dog lives happy and that the money stays in their pocket and not in the vet's pockets. So that's just, it's just the way it is. With regards to puppies as well, sometimes people get a bit anxious and then get a bit, they don't know how much to feed the dog. And my approach to this is, well, it depends. It depends. And if you have a working dog, or you have a dog that's 24/7 and the puppy is just hyper all the time, just feed the puppy. Just feed the puppy as much as reasonable is possible. Don't overfeed them way too much, but overfeeding them is not a bad way to do it, in my opinion. They are going to need those extra calories, especially if they are burning them. They will probably not put weight on because they are constantly growing, so make sure that when they grow out of their puppy stage, you then start managing those portions a lot more, because obviously they will then be adults and you don't want them to put weight on, which is one of the most unhealthiest things you can do for your dog. Let them put weight on. But at the moment, if you have a puppy, just feed the puppy. Just feed them as much as they require. And if they are running around all the time and they love it, then, and they are hungry, then why not? You know, it's just the best thing for the puppy. The story of the week is that a miniature schnauzer named Sissy escaped their family's home, traveled 20 blocks, and found the hospital where his owner, Nancy, was being treated, according to Dogster. And I got this from the internet. So imagine having your dog turn up at your local hospital where you are being treated and you are being greeted by your dog. What a wonderful thing would be. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it? So yeah, Sissy, incredible, incredible story. Now, if you have a question, please get in touch via the link down below. You can ask any questions in here. And yeah, I will see you in the next one.